Welcome back to Giants.com, everybody, and it's time for your Twitter mailbag questions. The guy answering him is former Giants center and Super Bowl champion, Sean O'Hara. Sean, welcome.
Thanks, John, and I love answering Twitter questions, so well, bring it on.
I got two of them, so hopefully you enjoy them. Let's go. At Chaz Valentino, for you BBK listeners, this is Charlie in Portland, Maine, Sean.
Chaz.
How do you think the offensive line played against the Vikings on Monday night?
Well, Chaz, actually, surprisingly well, and I thought going into the game at Minnesota, dealing with the crowd noise, you know, that's a recipe for disaster, especially when you look at how much the Giants throw the football. They really only run the football to give Eli's arm a break. And I thought they held up really well. Bobby Hart, 2 weeks in a row now, I think has filled in a right tackle for Marshall Newhouse, and he's done a great job. He's been very solid in pass pro. I thought Eric Flowers basically held Everson Griffin in check too, especially when Griffin, coming off of a three-sack performance against Carolina, he was really a game-changer against the Panthers, and he was really a non-factor against the Giants. Now, Eli did move around quite a bit and get rid of the football rather quickly, so that helped them out. The one area that I thought they could have done better was, I thought interior. I thought Weston Richburg struggled against Linval Joseph in some of the run games, and certainly on the third and one play, that comes to mind when they lost 3 yards when they tried to run a quick inside trap with Bobby Rainey. Anytime you fail on short yardage, you always chalk that up on the O-line.
But again, no sacks on Eli Manning. They average 4 yards a carry on the ground. Can't argue with that against one of the best defensive fronts in football. Sean, question number two. At Pint 1988, how can the Giants defense manufacture more sacks and takeaways?
Well, I think that's what is keeping Steve Spagnuolo awake at night. You know, Olivier Vernon's a really good pass rusher. He has faced some really good left tackles to start this season. In four games, think about this. Trent Williams, all pro, one of the best pass blocking left tackles in the NFL right now. Tyron Smith in week one. Teron Armstead in week two. And, you know, TJ Clemmings filled in at left tackle for the Minnesota Vikings. So three out of the four left tackles were some of the best in the league. He's getting a lot of attention, a lot of chips, a lot of tight ends. So he's going to have to fight off the double teams. Here's how they manufacture more sacks. They've got to start moving Olivier Vernon around. And I think put Olivier Vernon and JPP on the same side. Let them work a little bit of a twist, a little tackle and twist game, and really put the onus on the offensive line. I think that, and I would move Olivier Vernon around, let him walk around, let him get lined up over a guard, because he is so shifty, he can get free in a phone box, in a phone booth, and I think you put him over a guard that's not used to blocking somebody with that much maneuverability and change of direction, now I think that's a handful.
And of course, once you pressure the quarterback, that turns into forced throws, that turns into interceptions, that turns into strip sacks.
Takeaways, something into the Giants fumbles. Are foreign to at the moment.
Absolutely. Giants, the only team in football without a takeaway on the defensive side of the ball. The Giants' only takeaway coming on special teams. That's the mailbag. He's Sean O'Hara. I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time on Giants.com, everybody.